我们今天晚上继续从第三章那里来看我们的主。
From chapter 3 tonight, we're going to read on in chapter 3 about our Lord.
弟兄姊妹记得第二章末了的时候，我们的主说明他是安息日的主。
And towards the end of chapter 2, our Lord describes himself as the Lord of the Sabbath.
那接上去我们的主就在安息日这一个安息其的意义上面做了一些事。
Well, continuing on, our Lord had tried to complete his work and try to have a meaning on the word Sabbath.
如果我们从字句上面看，只是看见他叫一个枯干了手的人的手得复原。
If we look onto the surface of the literature, the text.It only talks about the person that had a stiff hand that was recovered.
我们就看见许多人来到他那里，也得着了各种各样的供应。
Many people came before the Lord. They also been satisfied.
若是我们跟上文连接下来的时候
，If we look at the fourth sentence,
我们就看到。我们的主不是单单在那里说他是安息日的主。
You can see that our Lord is not just the Lord of Sabbath.
他是实际在那里把人领进安息的里面。
He's the one who truly brought us into the Sabbath.
所以来到主面前的人，他们所有的难处都卸下。
For those who come before the Lord can lay down their worries and their burdens.
那么然后我们就看到
Then we can see
当主那样明显的又丰富的把神所赐的安息让人去享用的时候
When the Lord gave us the abundance of the Sabbath and allow us to enjoy it
我们就看到撒旦的阵营有一些动作
Then you can see Satan it has some sort of reaction towards his blessings.
那就是连鬼也自动的来，好像是给我们的主做见证。
That is as if the evil ones also testify on behalf of the Lord.
哦，说他是神的儿子。
As they proclaim that he is the Son of God.
就是如果只是看外面的话，我们就觉得哇。这个事情不得了。
Well, examining from the surface, we feel that this is a very awesome thing.
因为不仅是人在那里得享神的作为。
Not only that man can receive this work from God.
连鬼也不得不在那里承认神的儿子。
Even the evil ones will admit that he is the son of God.
那上次我们末了的时候，我们特别指出这个事实来。
During the latter part of our discussion last week, we pointed out this issue.
我们的主责备这群鬼。
Our Lord had rebuked these evil ones.
不让他们在这里捣乱。
He had forbidden to cause a chaos.
那在人来看，好像觉得是很难思议。人家为你做见证，你怎么去禁止呢？
From the point of view of man, we were somewhat puzzled by his behavior.
我们特别提了一点。
We have mentioned one thing that was very important.
我们的主很注意见证的源头。
Our Lord is very, our Lord is concerned with the origin of a testimony.
如果不是出于神的。
If it's not from God.
不管你说怎么好听的话。
No matter what wonderful words that we can say,
主都不能接受。
Our Lord cannot accept it.
翻过来。
On the reverse side,
如果一些话并不那么动听。
If certain words are not as pleasing to our ears,
但是若是那个源头是连于神的。
However, the origin comes from God,
神能悦纳那一个。
then God can be gladly receive that.
一点难处都没有。
And there's no difficulties.
我们感谢赞美主。
We praise and thank God.
因为在他这一个责备的里边，是给我们也看到了一个该学习的功课。
Within his rebuke, we can yield a lesson from it.
对属灵的事情，我们不是光看外表。
From the spiritual things, we're not examining from the outward.
我们一面要看那个源头，同时也要看那个结局。
On one hand, we need to look at the origin, and we also need to look at the results.
因为我们的主很明确地给我们看见，一切属灵的事情，那个结局，如果不是把人引到神的面前去的。
Our Lord has shown us clearly that for whatever the results, if it's not because it leads us to God,
这样的光景也是我们的主不能接受的。
If it does not lead us to God, then this position our Lord cannot accept.
在这儿你看到一件事情。
As you can see here,
连一些好像是给主做见证的事情。
Even those that as if they were testifying for our Lord,
但是所做出来的却不是把人领到神的面前。
But the end result was not to lead man to God.
那我们的主就不能接受。
And our Lord cannot accept it.
也许我们弟兄姊妹在这里有点疑惑了。
Perhaps our brothers and sisters have some, will be mystified by this issue.
哦，那群鬼在那里所做的见证明明是指着你是神的儿子。
As you can see, the evil ones were there to testify that our Lord Jesus is the Son of God.
那为什么我们的主不接受呢？
Why couldn't our Lord accept that?
难道我们的主不是神的儿子吗？
So, are you saying that he's not the Son of God?
当然他是神的儿子。
Of course he's the Son of God.
但是他不能接受从仇敌来的见证。
But he cannot accept the testimony that is sourcing from our enemies.
因为一切从仇敌来的会带出一个结果。
Whatever came from the enemy has one result.
那个结果是把人带到另外的一个结果里。
And the result is to bring one into another realm.
我们上一次也轻轻提了，就是本章末了的时候。
We lightly touched upon this subject last week.
那些人说我们的主是被鬼附的。
Those people thought our Lord was possessed.
也说我们的主是靠着鬼王来赶鬼的。
Also mentioned that our Lord is casting the evils according to Satan.
我个人看就和这一件事情有很密切的关系。
In my personal opinion, it has a lot to do with what's happening here in this chapter.
鬼也给他做见证。
Even the evil ones will testify for him.
当然他也是跟鬼同一路的人了。
Then must he came from the same origin or source.
所以我们的主是那么严格的说，你不要光看见一些神奇的外貌。
Therefore, our Lord is very strict and asked them not to look at the miraculous situation.
我们必须注意那个源头和那个结局。
We must concentrate upon the origin and the result.
那我们今天晚上继续往前看去。
Tonight we're going to continue on.
弟兄姊妹们记得。
Brothers and sisters, remember.
这一大段的话是都是从他是安息日的主这个事实引出来的。
This entire paragraph originates from the He is the Lord of the Sabbath.
这个话引出来的这一段所表达的那些事实都是个人性的。
These words preludes speaking of something that is individual.
那枯干的手得医治，个人。
The hand that was stretched and healed is individual.
有灾变的来摸他得医治，也是个人的。
Those who are ill, who touched upon him, were healed.
被鬼附的人得释放，也是个人的。
The one was that possessed and now has been set free is also individual.
那我们的主他所给人的安息是不是只是 发生在个人的身上呢？
So are we saying that the peace and the Sabbath upon from our Lord is only individually?
那当然一定会在个人的身上发现。
Of course,
发生。
Of course, it can be discovered upon the individual.
但是并不停止在这里。
But it's not stopped here.
那我们看看圣灵记录我们的主的工作的过程的时候。
As you can see, the Holy Spirit records this works of our Lord Jesus.
我们就留意到这件事了。
We need to pay attention to these things.
因为接下去的就说我们的主拣选十二个门徒。
Because what follows is the choosing of the 12 disciples.
但是在马可福音的记载的里边就很有意思。
But in the book, it records in a very interesting manner.
那你先留意。
Excuse me, Mark.
在别的福音书记载我们的主拣选十二个人的时候他是上山祷告了整个晚上才做了决定。
In the other gospel books, it talks about how our Lord chose his disciples by climbing onto the mount, and then he prayed, then he made a decision.
那但是在马可就完全忽略的这一段。
But in the book of Mark, it was omitted.
只是说出那个结果。
It only talks about the results.
我按人看来好像就是主喜欢叫谁就叫谁。
So according to man, you can see that the Lord desires on whom, whom will be chosen.
因为十三节那里开始我们就看到耶稣上了山随自己的意思叫人来。
As you can see in verse 13, Jesus went up on the mountainside and called to him those he wanted, and they came to him.
完全把他通宵在神父面前那个祷告没有做任何的记录。
There were no mentioning about the prayer overnight before our Father in heaven.
你说这个事情发生在马可福音里边好像是不大对劲啊。
As you can see, what happened here seems to be pretty lightly mentioned.
因为他既然是仆人。
So he is the servant, our Jesus.
怎么他在这里做这样一件大事，他好像自己出了主意呢？
How could he have completed such great duties and he had made the decision on his own?
而弟兄姊妹们，看文字表面的记录，我们也许会有这个印象。
As we read on the surface of the text, perhaps this is our impression.
但是你看底下的时候，整个的看下来的时候，你就看到那个问题来了。
As you read on completely, then you can see the problem that originates.
不错，好像按人看来，他是随他自己的意思去拣选十二个人。
Yeah, from man's perspective, it looked like Jesus chose these disciples upon his own will.
但事实上面，你看见他拣选这十二个人，有一些隐藏在里头的属灵的事实。
But as you can see, when he chose these 12 disciples, he has his spiritual meaning that is hidden.
虽然在马可没有记录他通宵祷告的结果。
Although Mark did not record that he prayed overnight,
但是你看到一件事情。
But you can see one thing.
他做这样的设立十二个人。
When he designated the 12,
是带着权柄来做的。
He bear his authority.
你说他既然是仆人，他怎么可以能有这样的权柄？
So as you say, if he's a servant, how could he be ordained with such authority?
带出权柄不是问题。
To bring out the authority is not the problem.
问题是在这个权柄使用出来的时候，接受权柄的人肯不肯服下来。
The problem is that when the authority is given and administered, will these people accept the authority?
如果他在那里使用权柄，但是接受的人不服。
If he's using his authority and those who will not submit to the authority,
那这个权柄就等于空的。
Then the authority is a moot point.
这个空权柄是没有根的。
Then the authority has no root.
但是你在这里看着很有意思。
As you can see, it's very interesting.
但我们的主在这里好像是照着自己的意思去拣选十二个人。
And as you can see, as if he was choosing these 12 according to his own will.
他拣选这十二个人做什么呢？
Why did he choose them, the 12?
用姊妹注意了。
Brothers and sisters, please pay attention.
提到有三件事。
There's three things.
第一，
First,
要与他同藏在一起。
He wants them to be beside him.
第二，
Secondly,
差遣他们去传神的道。
He will send them to preach.
第三，
Thirdly,
给他们权柄去赶鬼。
Give them authority to cast out demons.
那弟兄姊妹，你留意这三件事情。
And please pay attention to these three things.
那主说，我拣选你们十二个人来跟着我。
The Lord says, I've chosen the 12 of you to follow me.
但是你们必须要符合这三个条件。
But you have to follow these three elements.
你来与我同与我同住。
You have to live with or dwell with me.
要听我差遣。
You have to listen to my designation.
然后是接受他所赐的权柄。
And then to accept the authority from.From him,
去赶鬼
to cast out the demons.
因此呢，这都不是很好玩的事情啊。
This is not a funny subject.
你说要跟主去同住。
So living with the Lord.
主住在哪里？
Where does the Lord live?
我不晓得他们在现在这十二个人究竟是在听见主说狐狸有洞，天空飞鸟有窝在前，还是在后？
I'm not sure if this 12 had listened to the phrase that our Lord says the fox has a hole and the birds have nests or before or after.
但是不管是在前或是在后了。
It really doesn't matter if it's before or after.
他们看看主的生活。
As they see our Lord's daily lives. Today, here.
明天在哪里。
Tomorrow, there.
居无定所。
There's no place to stay permanently.
连日常的饮食也没有看见有固定的那个供给。
Even the daily meals are not stable.
哎呀，你要跟着他在一起。
To follow him around.
我们这些人有前途吗？
Do we have any future with him?
我们生活上有保障吗？
Do we have any security?
那这都是很具体的考虑啊。
This is a realistic consideration.
你就算这样考虑也一点都不过分啊。
So that with these thoughts, it's not, you're being realistic.
但是主说你们要来跟随我。
The Lord says you have to follow me.
跟我同住。
Follow me, live with me.
一同生活。
Dwell with me, live with me.
那这一个条件就不是每一个人都能接受了。
This requirement cannot be accepted by everyone.
这个事情我个人感觉。
This issue in my own opinion.
当时十二个人啊，他们竟然能答应。
The 12 that really committed to our Lord back then.
那么我们就晓得。
Then we can see.
圣灵在那里已经有了工作。
The Spirit had worked upon them.
我们就要问他。
Then we have to ask.
主怎么知道是这十二个人？
How did the Lord know it was the 12?
所以虽然这里没有提到他通宵祷告，但是我们确实看见我们的主是在那里按照父的定义来选召这十二个人。
Though it did not specifically say that he prayed all night, but we know that our Lord chose 12 according to the Father's will.
因为光是第一个条件人就不容易接受。
Just the first element, it's hard for man to accept. The second element,
差他们出去传道。
Send them to preach.
那怎么是传什么道？
What kind of preaching are they supposed to do?
我们没有话讲啊。
We have nothing to say.
那主耶稣叫我们出去，那我们就出去，但是我们没有话讲。
Yeah, the Lord Jesus sends us, we go, but we have nothing to say.
我们就是讲了，人要不要听我们的话也是一个问题。
So that we say what we're supposed to say, and will people listen to us?
如果人不要听我们的话，那我们去 讲什么话呢?
So if people don't want to pay attention to what we're saying, what should we say? 挣扎在里头啊。There's a struggle there.
再说到赶鬼。
Let's talk about casting the demons.
那这个事情更糟糕。
That's even worse.
当然,如果说神把那个权柄给我,叫我去赶鬼。
Of course,
if
the Lord gave us the authority to cast demons, this is pretty good.
但是当你真的是碰到了被鬼附的人的时候,
but once you really have a life case,
你会不会想?
Then would you think?
如果我赶他不走,
if I can't cast out the demon,
反倒他翻过来来挟持我，那我怎么应付?
And induce the demon on me, what am I going to do?
弟兄姊妹们，你看这些事情都不是简单的事。
This is not a simple matter.
我这样说不是没有根据的。
I'm not saying this without foundation.
记得我从英国去年最近的那一次从英国回来，不是跟弟兄姊妹提到有一个人，他的弟弟被鬼附，他去赶鬼的时候那个经历吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you recall that recently I visited England and there was a brother, his brother was possessed by the demon and my experience of casting the demon.
他没有碰到那鬼的时候，他是还胸膛保证要给弟弟出头。
When he was not in contact with the demon directly, he was so proud of himself and he was going to take care of his brother.
等到他弟弟真的有事情叫他去，他到了那边去的时候，他说越靠近他弟弟家里，心里就越发毛。
When the brother really needed his help, as he gets closer to that home, he got nervous.
那弟兄姊妹，这是很实际的事情。
This is a true subject matter.
我曾经赶过鬼。
I have cast demons in the past.
当然那是有年长弟兄陪着，我陪着年长弟兄。
And that was when I would accompany those elder brothers.
有他壮我的胆子，我也没有当这个胆。
Them as my backup.
但是看见那个情形，的确是不太容易应付。
When you are exposed to that circumstance, it's hard to handle. 现
在我们的主说，你们十二个人来跟着我。
And the Lord said to the 12, "Why don't you follow me?"
来学一些事。
And learn something.
学什么呢?
What are they learning?
弟兄姊妹，你留意这三件事。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to these three things.
第一,
first,
学主的样式。
Follow his image.
与他一同生活，那是这里的字句。但是那个实际的内容，学主的样式。
To dwell with him, but it's to learn how to be like him.
你跟他同住了，你知道主是怎样的主。你就知道跟随主的人该如何的活在主的那个样式的里头。
When you dwell with him, then you know how he behaves, then you behave like him while you live like him.
那第二呢?
Secondly,
学习接受权柄。
Learn how to accept authority.
因为主说我要差你们去传神的道。
And the Lord says, I'm going to send you to preach.
你不能说哎呀我不行啊我不行啊。
You can't say that I can't do it, I can't do it.
你找别人去吧。
Why don't you get someone else?
但主说我就是要你去。
But the Lord says, I want you to go.
这里面就是一个学习接受传柄的功课在。
And as you can see inside these verses, it's learn how to accept authority.
那第三是什么呢?
What is the third thing?
第三是实习使用权柄。
And third one is to practice how to use authority.
去赶鬼
to cast out demon.
你说这个权柄灵不灵啊？
And you're saying, well, would this work?
能发生果效吗？
Can it work for me?
就说你去实施就知道。
And the Lord says, why don't you try it?
你去经历一下就可以。
Why don't you experience it?
但是经历不是一天两天的事情。
But experience is not day one or day two.
有一个长时间的那个操练和碰到一些事情。
There's a long-term practice, and you have to encounter.
但是感谢赞美我们的神。
But thank the Lord.
他做这样的选择。
Because he made such choosing. There's three things.
合起来你就看到一个事实。
In combination, you can see one truth, and that the truth is.
服事的路和服事的目的。
the path to service and the goal for your service.
我们说服侍是服侍服侍。
When we say service,
怎么服侍呢？
How do you service? How do you serve?
主在这里带领他所选立的人，头一件事要求他们的学主的样式。
The Lord is leading these 12, and the first thing He wanted them to learn is to follow His image. Learn how to live like our Lord. And learn how to live the method of living. And learn how to have His insights. And learn how He deals with men and other things.
弟兄姊妹们，许多时候我人以为去服侍主就是学一些 技巧就可以。
Brothers and sisters, many times we learn that service is just to use the methodology how to serve people.
但是主在这里拣选人的时候，你看头一件事情就是说品质的问题。
And the first thing the Lord says is about your quality.
或者就是说性格的问题。
Or your personality.
有没有一个属灵的性格？
Do you have a spiritual quality?
有没有一个一种的品质，让人接触到的时候就遇见神？
Do you have a quality that when people come in contact with you, they see God?
我们承认说我们接触于亚当的人都没有。
We can admit that from those who are from Adam don't have this.
所以主在使用他们以前，让他们你跟我住在一起。
So the Lord was using them.Before they used them, he wanted them to live with the Lord.
一同生活。
Live together.
然后。
Then.
学习。
Learn.
认识权柄。
How to submit to authority.
也学习使用权柄。
And how to use authority.
那换一句话来说。
And another word.
你不是靠你自己所有和所能的。
It's not according to what you know and you know how.
你是要取用主所量给你的。
What you want is to gain from the Lord what He has given you, measure to you.
但主就把他所要量给你的显明出来的时候。
As what the Lord has measured for you, and when He manifests,
你要学会接受。
Then you need to learn how to accept it.
你不会接受的话。
If you don't know how to accept it,
你就不能使用。
Then you can't use it.
你不接受的话。
If you don't accept it,
连认识都有困难。
Then you don't even know it.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters,
主选召这十二个人的目的在哪里？
Why did the Lord choose the 12?
现在我们就接上上面所带来的那个信息了。
Let's connect to the message we were trying to say in the
before. 上面我们不是说安息日的主就叫许多的个人一个一个的接受了享用恩典。
Jesus Christ as the Lord of Sabbath has individually blessed and allowed the individuals to receive the grace.
但是神的目的不在个人。
But the Lord's goal of, and Lord's goal is not individually.
神的目的是要叫全地甚至整个被造的宇宙都要进入安息。
God's goal is to have the entire universe, the entire creation to enter into this peace.
弟兄姊妹，记得在创世纪里我说到神的创造。
Brothers and sisters, if you remember what is recorded in the book of Genesis about creation,
那创造的最后的那一个终点，
if you remember the end of the creation,
乃是进入安息。
was to enter into peace and Sabbath.
什么进入安息呢？
How?I'm sorry.
What?
Oh, what? What is entering into the peace or Sabbath?
光是人吗？
Is that just man?
不是。
No.
所有被造之物都是给带进这个安息里。
All the creatures and all the creation was brought into this peace and Sabbath.
那这是在创造的里边所显明出来的。
This is what God had revealed in His creation.
那人的堕落把这个全打乱了。
And when man was corrupted, it disrupted the whole meaning of peace.
但是平常我们只是注意到人的堕落，人自己弄了一个乱七八糟的那个结局出来。
Usually we pay attention to the man's own corruption, which caused chaos and disruption.
但是在神的心思里面，他看到人的堕落所引出的结果，乃是整个属灵的宇宙都乱了。
But in God's mind, this corruption caused the entire disturbance to the peace.
那所以当神要恢复他的安息的时候，不仅是个人，神眼睛所看的是整个被造的宇宙。
When God wanted to recover this peace, He is not looking at the individual, but He wants to restore the entire universe.
那现在选十二个人出来。
Now He chose the 12.
为着什么呢？
What's it for?
为着扩大神的工作范围。
And that is to expand the territory that God wants to work
in. 为了在地上显明，不仅是神的儿子一个人在那里做。
So to reveal on this earth is not only the Son of God is working.
神的儿子是在那里做了起头。
Yes, the Son of God is the beginning of this work.
但是神儿子的所做的，神要把它扩大。
What the Son of God has done, now God wants to expand it.
从个人扩展到许多的人。
From individual to many.
从许多的人扩展到全地。
From many to all regions.
从全地扩展到宇宙。
From all regions to the entire universe.
弟兄姊妹，在神的那个永远的旨意里面，我们看见神做工的次序是这样的发展出来。
Brothers and sisters, in God's eternal will, this is the procedure that God proceeds.
现在拣选这十二个人，我们就看见神的工作的扩展的开始。
As he chose the 12, as you can see, the expansion of God's work begins.
是作为神的仆人的神的儿子，寻找一批人来学他的样式，接受他的差遣。
This beginning is created because is to establish that he wants a group of people to learn to live by his image, to be sent and to accept his authority and use his authority.
那当我们的主把这十二个人召聚来的时候，
When our Lord collected these 12 people,
底上就提了这十二个人的名字。
Then it was mentioned of their names.
在这十二个人的当中，圣灵的记录里面就记录了一些比较特别的事。
Amongst these 12, the Spirit recorded those who are special.
头一个记录就是跟彼得改了名字。
My first one is to change the name of Peter.
主就说，你不要再叫西门了，你叫彼得。
The Lord says, no longer you're called Simon, you're called Peter.
那我们都知道彼得是小石头的意思。
As you know, Peter is a little rock in meaning. 哦、pebble.
Little
stones.
Little stones. 那就是告诉，好像在这个选召的里面。
As you can see in this calling.
让彼得去领会一件事。
Allow Peter to understand one thing.
因为晓得彼得的个性。
As you know Peter's personality.
什么的事情他都喜欢出头。
Everything he wants to be in charge.
他什么事情都要在弟兄们当中做首领。
He always wants to be the leader of the pack.
甚至你看见他多次的要替主出主意的。
Even though many times, as you can see, many times he wanted to tell the Lord what to do.
但是主说。
But the Lord said.
你叫做彼得。
You're called Peter.
你是小石。
You're a little stone.
不管你做了什么事情
No matter what you've done
顶多你还不过是一个小石头
The most you can be is a little stone
那彼得当时领会不领会呢
Did Peter understand that
这个我们不必去管
We don't really care
以后我们看见彼得真的是领会
Later on as you can see he truly understood
所以你看到他说我们来到神的面前都好像活石是他说的
So Peter said that in his recording that we are all living stones before the God
好我们原来都是小石头。
We were all little stones at one point.
都起不了什么作用。
We have no function.
盖房子人太小。
If you want to build houses, too small.
那放在路上，叫人踢痛了脚。
If it's on the road, then you hurt someone's toes.
认真说起来没什么用处。
Truly said, we're really dysfunctional.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
有一天他看到。
One day he was seen.
这些小石头都要成了活石。
These little stones will become living stones.
成了像活石的人。
Will become a living stone like man.
那石头活过来，那就是大事了。
When the stone becomes alive, then that's amazing.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
那主在拣选十二个人的时候，马太福音里边就记载了主的一些意思。
So when God chose these 12 in the book of Matthew, it records the specific meanings.
另外又记载了两兄弟。
Also recorded two brothers.
啊，是主给他们两个人起的绰号。
The Lord had given them nicknames.
叫他们是半尼奇。
Their name Boanerges.
Boanerges. 那个意思就是雷子的意思。
That means the son of thunder.
而就是说你两个人啊，性情太暴烈了。
It says that two of them had bad temper.
太容易关火了。
They get mad easily.
但是你现在要跟我一块住。
Now you're gonna dwell with me.
就不能随便关火。
You can't get mad often.
啊，你看看。我怎么活着也比较一下你们又怎样活着
And let's compare how I live compared to how you live
我给人顶撞的时候我还没有关火你们就先火了
When people offend me I don't even get mad but you get mad
这个不对了
This is not right
弟兄姊妹你记得
Brothers and sisters remember
这兄弟俩有一次经过撒玛利亚的村庄人家不接待他们他不是说主啊要不要我们吩咐天上降下火来把这个村庄烧掉
Do you remember at one point in the Bible that these two brothers were mad because they were on their way to the road of the town of Samaria and they rejected to receive them and they asked the Lord if theyshould ask the fire to descend from heaven and burn this town. They're truly sons of thunder.
主说你要跟我住。
And the Lord says, you have to dwell with me.
你要学习接受权柄。
You need to learn how to accept authority.
你要学习使用权柄。
You need to learn how to use authority.
那比他还有一个人。
There's another person.
这是分瑞党的西门。
And in verse 18, Titus Simon of Zealot.
那也就是一个很激烈的那些革命分子了，用现在的话来讲。
He's a right-wing person.
但主说。
But the Lord said.
神的工作就不是那样的方式，也不是那样的内容。
God's work is not right-winged or left-winged.
你跟着我来学。
You just follow me.
你领会神要做什么
Then you can learn what God wants to do
那最末了就特别提到一个人就是加勒人犹大
And the last person was mentioned in verse 19 Judas of Iscariot
弟兄姊妹们这个人选进十二个人的中间我们有些时候很不服气了
and Brothers and sisters we really cannot amen whatHow the Lord chose him as part of the 12. You know that the Lord knows everything. How?
什么人不选？怎么会选到这个？
How come he picked the one person, Judas, who does not qualify?
如果他主真是全知又全能的，他一定不会选这一个。
If our Lord is Almighty, he knows everyone. How come he choose?This person, he shouldn't have.
但是感谢神,
But thank God.
正因为他选中这一个,
Because he chose this one,
你才看见我们的主是仆人,
then you can see that our Lord is the servant.
因为上面虽然说是凭他自己的意思叫了这些人来,
As you can see in the beginning of the chapter, it talks about it's according to Jesus' will, he chose these people.
那只是在人的眼中所看见的那个现象。
That's only from the point of view of man and what happened.
但是我们的主做这样的定规以前。
Before our Lord made this decision.
别的福音就说他通宵的祷告。
In the other gospel chapters, it talks about our Lord prayed all overnight. Why is it so nervous? You have to pray all night for choosing the 12.
弟兄姊妹，就是我个人的领会。
According to my own understanding，
我们的主通宵的祷告就是为了加勒人犹大的这一个。
Our Lord prayed all night because of Judas。
十一个人交在主的手里，主都没有难处。
The other 11, our Lord has no difficulties。
但是这一个加勒人犹大要列在主的门徒的名单的里边，我们的主的确是会感觉为难。如果站在人的立场上面来说。
Including Judas in the 12th selection, our Lord really had difficulty from the man's perspective.
我不知道主通宵祷告是不是就是为了这个事情，一直在父的面前跟父来交通来谈论。
I'm not sure if our Lord prayed all night because maybe he was negotiating with our Father in heaven.
能不能不把犹大放在这十二个人的里头？
That maybe excluding Judas in the selection.
那当然，这个是我个人的想象。
Of course, this is my own imagination.
但是想起来是应该有道理的。
Perhaps it has a meaning.
因为我们的主老早就知道犹大他的结果。
Because our Lord knew that Judas would not the result. What would happen to Judas?
要接受这个结果。的确是很困难。
To accept the result that he knows is very difficult.
自己的学生来出卖自己。
His own student selling him out.
常与自己同在的人来出卖自己。
The person who dwells with him sells him out.
这的确是不是太好玩的事。
This is not really a interesting matter.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们看到拣选这十二个人的里边。
As we can see, choosing the 12.
我们就体会得到。
We can truly feel.
我们的主虽然是从人看来好像按照自己的意思去选立这十二个人。
Our Lord, from our perspective, as if He was choosing the 12 according to His own will.
但是你看这十二个人的本质是怎么一回事，而我们的主能接过来，你就看见他。实在是一个服传柄的仆人。
If knowing what these 12 is all about, our Lord willing to accept them, then you can see our Lord is really, he's the one who's he's submitted to the authority and he's a good servant.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们的主是这样来显明他服在父的权柄的底下来服侍。
Using this in particular instance, our Lord revealed that this is how he submit to the Father and his authority.
那我们也晓得这十二个人给选召出来乃是为了神的国的扩张。
We also know that the 12 was selected because they want to expand God's kingdom.
那神的国的扩张就是根据这十二个人。
The expansion of the kingdom is it derives from these 12 people.
到今天来说，我们就觉得，哇，这十二个人起的头起的真有本事。
So today, perhaps you can say, wow, these 12 is really something else. They really have a lot to offer.
但弟兄姊妹，我们看见主选召这十二个人的那个目的，我们就知道神的国的扩张那个路是怎么走。
But we know by selecting the 12, we now understand how God has his path laid out for his kingdom to be expanded.
现在我们就看见那个结局来了。
Now we can see the result.
从上面我们看到个人尽享用安息到我们的主要准就看见一些反应了。
Then really we can see the reaction.
从二十节开始
from verse 20,
我们看到有两件事情插进来了。
There is two incidents.
头一件事情乃是我们的主在那里服侍人，服侍到一个程度没有空去吃饭。
Because our Lord was serving to a certain extent, he didn't even have time to eat.
不是他不感觉需要吃饭。
Not that he does not need to eat.
他不要吃
12个人还要饿。
Well, if our Lord doesn't eat, the 12 has to.
但是他们在那个时候就好像不是到一个地步，根本就没有时间吃了。
As they were serving during that time, they really didn't have time to eat.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们在这里先看我们的。
Brothers and sisters, we must look at our Lord first.
他忙到这样的一个光景。
He was so busy in such a situation.
他绝对有权柄说。
Of course, he has the authority to say.
你们这些人可以歇一歇了，不要那样子拥着来到我这里了。
Why don't you guys take a break and stop crowding me?
啊，你们也需要歇一歇。
Perhaps you need to rest too.
我也需要歇一歇。
I need to rest too.
他绝对有权柄提出这样的事情。
He certainly has the authority to proclaim this issue.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
在马太福音里面所显明出来的就是一个按照神旨意来服侍的人。
But in the book of Mark, you can see that this is somebody who does his service according to God's will.
他所留意的就是神的旨意有没有成就。
What he pays attention is the completion of God's will.
如果神的旨意成就了，他就满足。
If God's will is completed, then he is satisfied.
日常的生活里面稍微有一点打岔，那不算的什么。
Should there be any interruption during the daily life, that's nothing.
我想弟兄姊妹们，我们也不会忘记。
Our brothers and sisters will not forget.
在约翰福音四章里面所说到叙达井旁那个妇人的事。
In John chapter 4, it talks about the old Samaritan woman by the well.
原来我们的主又饿又疲倦。
Our Lord was so hungry and tired.
所以他就在井旁歇下来，门徒就进城去买吃的。
So the Lord rested by the well, and his disciple went into town to fetch for food.
结果他跟那个撒玛利亚的妇人那一段谈话谈过来以后。
And after his conversation with the Samaria, the woman from Samaria,
门徒把食物也买回来了。
And the disciple came back with food.
主说。你们肚子饿，你们吃吧。
And the Lord says, if you're hungry, please go ahead and eat.
我不饿了。
I'm not really hungry anymore.
门徒就奇怪。
And the disciples were amazed.
谁给他吃的？
Who gave him food?
怎么他现在会不饿呢？
How come he's not hungry anymore?
你记得主怎么说呢？
You remember what the Lord said?
我有我的食物。
I have my own food.
我的食物就是遵行那差我来者的旨意。
And my food is to follow the will of the one who sent me.
又怎么你看到？
Brothers and sisters, you can see.
主的满足或是主感觉他饱足，不是根据那个物质的供应。
The satisfaction and the fulfillment from our Lord is not from the material filling.
而是根据他在神的旨意里面做了多少。
But it is to how much he has completed God's will.
那这是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
所以你看到在马可福音这里记载，他忙到一个地步，连饭也顾不得吃。
So as you can see in the book of Mark, it talks about he was so busy he didn't have time to eat food.
那因着这样的光景。
Because of this situation.
就引出两个事情来了。
And it led into two subject matters.
一个事情是出自他的亲属。
The first thing came out of his relatives.
他的亲属看见他这个样子，就觉得哎，这个人不对了，不对。
When his family heard about this, they felt that he was not right. Maybe he's crazy.
所以就把他拦住。
Then they tried to stop him.
不让他这样。下去
and stop him from continuing his works.
那如果说我们的主是在那里遵行父的旨意的话，
if we were to say that our Lord is following the Father's will,
这样的事情就是阻挡神的旨意了。
Then this type of behavior is to stop to become a roadblock to God's will.
但弟兄姊妹，你要看准。
This is the thing, you must see accurately.
这些人是好意啊。
These people have good intentions.
这些人不是怀着那个别的坏念头的。
They have no ulterior motives.
好像是为着主的好啊。
They're doing for his own will, own good.
你这样子这样子下去，你一定累坏的。
If he continues this on, you must be really tired.
你不可以这样呢。
You can't do this.
那弟兄姊妹们，你留意这里。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention to this.
人的好意
sometimes goodness from man
常常是打乱神的工作的进行
often disrupts God's work to be carried on.
但是我不是说人的好意一定都是打叉神的工作
I'm not saying that all goodness from man is always a disruption.
但是我们不能不注意
But we cannot ignore it.
人的好意常常会发生这样的一些反效果。
Man's own goodness sometimes will create a reverse reaction.
那我们不是忽略人的好意。
We're not to omit man's goodness.
但是我们不能不注意，许多时候人的好意是掺杂人的愚昧在当中。
But we must admit sometimes goodness of man.Is mixed with foolishness for men.
我想弟兄姊妹很记得马太福音十六章里边彼得拦阻主上耶路撒冷的那一件事。
Brothers and sisters, you remember in the book of Matthew, Peter tried to forbid Jesus to go into Jerusalem.
那也是人的好意啊。
That was a goodness for men.
你怎么可以上去耶路撒冷给人来对付呢
？How could you go to Jerusalem and be attacked by those people.
你可以不去的。
You don't have to go.
你为什么一定要去呢
？Why do you have to go?
这的确是好意。
This is a goodness for men.
但是我们的主说，这是好意，他不能接受。
And this is a good intention, but the Lord can't accept it.
因为这样的好意是挡住神在地上要做的工。
Because this good intention stops God's will to be completely completed.
那这是一面。
This is one side.
在另一面呢
？On the other side.
你看到一些从耶路撒冷下来的文士。
You see a lot of scribes who came from Jerusalem.
他们就说。
And they said.
这个人啊，他这个样子。
This person behaving this way.
他不正常。
He's possessed.
他定规是给鬼附的。
He must be possessed by the demons.
他的确也带出一些能力出来。
And he has some sort of power.
但是这个能力的来源很可疑啊。
What was the source of his power? It's questionable.
我们看他是鬼被鬼王来使用的。
I think he was possessed by the king of the demons and
he's
being used.
他是靠着鬼王来发表一些能力的。
He was possessed by the demon, the prince of the demons, and to drive out the demons.
那弟兄姊妹为什么他们会这样说呢
？Why did they make this type of comment?
那我个人就感觉，就跟上头那些鬼给他做见证。这个事情有点关系，原因就在这里。
My personal opinion is that it records earlier that, even the demons testify for our Lord.
因为既然鬼给他替他说话，那当然他是鬼的人。
So if the demon testify for him, then he must belong to the same group.
那所以那些人就是这样来阻挡主，对付主。
So these people were.Using this method to stop the Lord.
但是我们的主在人这样来污蔑他的时候
，Our Lord, even if they had accused him of such,
我们的主还是很清楚地说出那个事实来。
Our Lord is still very clear about the truth.
他说你们错了。
You guys are wrong.
哪里会有？一家人自相残杀的时候能做成大事的
How can the same family try to kill each other can complete such great work?
如果我是跟撒旦有关联的
If I'm connected to Satan,
如果我是跟鬼王有关联的
If I'm connected to the prince of the demons,
我怎么可能去欺负那些小鬼呢
How can I pick on the little demons?
那些小鬼也怎么有胆量来跟我作对呢
How could those little demons be against me?
那不可能的
That's impossible
如果我显出一些能力来
If I have shown some power
叫鬼给赶走
And the demon was cast
叫人得释放
And that man was set free
你就晓得
Then you know
我所带出的能力是比鬼的权力更大。
You know that my power is greater than the power from the demons.
我才能制服他。
So that I can contain them.
我才能把他赶走啊。
Then we can cast them away.
我才能叫人得释放。
Then I can set men free.
鬼从来不会给人得释放的。
Demons will never set men free.
鬼只是一直要杀死人的。
Demons want to control man.
现在我是叫人得释放。
I'm the one who sets the man free.
我是叫那个鬼的权势在我面前倒下去。
I'm the one who tells demons to disrupt their power.
你们说我是被鬼附的，你们全都看错了。
So for those who think that I belong to the demons, you're wrong.
那我们就说出了这样的事情以后。
After our Lord stated such a statement,
他就说了一个非常严肃的事情。
He also said one thing that was very serious.
告诉那些文士。
Tell the scribes.
他说你们要注意一件事情。
He told them to pay attention to one thing.
主是非常非常严肃的说的。
The Lord had said it in such serious manner.
弟兄姊妹，你留意二十八节。
If you pay attention to verse 28, I tell you the truth.
原来的那个意思就是说我amen的告诉你们。
And its original meaning means I amen and tell you.
就是说这个事情是很严肃的。
This means it's very serious.
很真实的。
It's true.
什么事呢？
What is it?
世界上的人所有的罪都有条件得到赦免
All the sins of this world can be conditionally and it can be forgiven
他们说许多的话去对付神也有机会可以得赦免
And for those words were said opposing our God can also has a chance to be forgiven
因为他们在无知的时候神会有怜悯
Because when they're ignorant, God has mercy upon them.
但是现在有一件事情
But there's one subject matter here.
你们要注意了
You need to pay attention.
凡是说话去亵渎圣灵的
But whoever blasphemies against the Holy Spirit
就永远不能得着赦免
will never be forgiven
是要担当永远的罪
and he is guilty of an eternal sin
那就是说
and that is to say
人用一个非常非常抵挡的态度来对付圣灵的时候
When men use such an attitude to be against the Spirit,
那他就不可能得赦免。
Then he cannot be forgiven.
那如果从连着整段的话来看，
If you connect the entire passage,
什么都罪都可以得赦免。
Any type of sins can be forgiven.
说什么亵渎的话，还是有机会可以得赦免。
And all the offensive words may have a chance to be forgiven.
但是如果你亵渎圣灵，
But if you blasphemies against the Holy Spirit
绝对没有条件可以得赦免
then you have no reasons to be forgiven
绝对的要永远担罪
and absolutely you have to be guilty of the eternal sin
那弟兄姊妹你留意到这个事情的时候
Brothers and sisters, as you pay attention to this issue,
我们就要很严肃地来看待这个事情了。
Then we have to use a serious attitude to look at it.
什么叫做亵渎圣灵？
What is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
如果我们偶然地亵渎了圣灵，那我们就不得永不得赦免，那这样我们就很糟糕了。
If we blaspheme against the Holy Spirit, then we cannot be forgiven. This is a terrible situation.
弟兄姊妹，你留意什么叫做亵渎圣灵？
Can you pay attention what is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
我们会不会有机会亵渎圣灵呢？
Do we have that chance?
这是一个很严肃的问题。
This is a very serious subject.
因为这个结局太严肃了。
Because the result is very serious.
弟兄姊妹，你留意。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
说到永不得赦免的
will never be forgiven.
是在什么光景下才会有永不得赦免呢？
In what type of situation will never be forgiven?
只有一件事情。
There's only one thing.
拒绝主的救恩。
That is to refuse the salvation.
拒绝主做他的救主。
And that is to refuse Lord becoming his savior.
只有这一样的罪是把人放在永不得赦免的那个结局里。
This sin is the only sin that will put you in a situation you'll never be forgiven.
那现在弟兄姊妹们你就要留意了。
Then brothers and sisters, now you have to pay attention.
那你会不会落到亵渎圣灵的光景里呢？
Will you fall into this blasphemies against the Holy Spirit?
换一句话来说，你会不会永不得赦免呢？
Are you never to be forgiven?
我们绝对有把握地说，不可能。
We're convincing to say that's impossible.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为是主自己的应许在那里很清楚地说明了。
Because the Lord on his own promises he said very clearly,
叫一些信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
For those who believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
就是既然是主的话是说得那么清楚，主的应许是那么清楚。
So brothers and sisters, if our Lord has said it so convincingly and so clearly,
那你接受了他做你的救主，你接受了他的救恩。
So if you accepted him as your personal savior and you accepted his salvation,
他就不能不要显明你不至灭亡反得永生的这一个结果。
Then he has to reveal that you will not perish.And you will have eternal life, this truth. This is his promise to us. He cannot be faithless. He cannot overturn his own promise. Then we must say our conclusion, we will not fall intothe position that never be forgiven.
但是这里明明的说了一件事。
But as you can see here, it clearly says one thing.
亵渎圣灵的必永不得赦免。
But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit would never be forgiven.
所以那个关键就在这里了。
And here's the key.
什么叫做亵渎圣灵？
So what is blasphemes against the Holy Spirit?
为什么亵渎圣灵是永不得赦免？
Why can't you be forgiven?
那我特别反复的来说到这一个事实。
I repeatedly want to mention this truth.
乃是因为在基督教里边流传着一个不太准确的一个说法。
Because in Christianity there is a saying.
这个说法
that is not accurate.
是从犹太里边搞出来的。
And that is from those who are.
因为他们追求灵恩。
Charismatics.
因为他们追求灵恩。
Because they're charismatic.
所以他巴不得所有信主的人都能有灵恩的经历。
Therefore they wish for everyone to have the charismatic experience.
我们不说灵恩的经历对或是不对。
We don't want to criticize whether it's correct or not to have charismatic experience.
但是我们不能不说有一些灵恩派的人所高举的所鼓吹的是不在圣经的真理的印证里的。
But we must say that some of what they uplift and be boastful about the experience may not be within the spiritual truth.
那也因此，当那些鼓吹灵恩的人提到他们的事情的时候，就有很多神的儿女们按照神的亮神话语的亮光有一点保留。
So for those who promote the charismatic experience, certain brothers and sisters will have reservations about the words of God.
那因此他们就说了。
Therefore they said,
圣灵用着我们来做了这样的一些事情，你们不接受。
The Spirit used us to do certain things. Are you not accepting our works?
你们不相信。
You don't believe it?
你晓得这个结果。
You know this result.
你们现在是亵渎圣灵啊。
No, you're blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
你亵渎圣灵，你们现在就犯了一个罪，永不得赦免呢。
Well, you've gone against the Spirit, then you will never be forgiven.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这话一说出来，的确是叫人有点害怕。
These words were said and spread, and it creates a fear.
但是我们不能不要弄清楚。
But we need to understand and make it clear to ourselves what is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit.
我们感谢主，亵渎圣灵不是我们去给他下定义的。
Or thank the Lord, we cannot establish the meaning.
亵渎圣灵是主自己给他下定义的。
Lord is the one who established the meaning of what's blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
我们看看主怎么给他们下定义。
How does the Lord establish the meaning?
三十节。
Definition in verse 30.
主说了那个亵渎圣灵的永不得赦免，那要担当永远的罪啊。
The Lord has said the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit and it can never be forgiven.
三十节就说了。
Verse 30 said,
这话是因他们说他是被污鬼附着的。
He said this because they were saying he has an evil spirit.
那弟兄姊妹看到了。
As you can see, brothers and sisters,
什么叫做亵渎圣灵?
What is blasphemy against the Holy Spirit?
当主在那里显出神的作为的时候,
when the Lord reveals his own works,
他不仅是只是叫人看见一些能力, 一些奇事和神迹,
not only he shows his power and shows miracles,
他也叫人得释放,
he also allowed men to be set free,
他也叫人遇见神,
he also allowed men to meet the Lord,
那这是明显在当, 在那些人的眼前的,
and this is very obvious to everyone,
但是他们看到这一些,
but when they see such things,
他们就说他是被鬼附的,
then he said that he was possessed by the demon.
那个意思就是说
and then what they're trying to say,
他是和那个不洁的灵联合的。
He was with the evil spirits and unclean spirits.
那丢失问题留意到，你明明看见神的能力在那里显出来。
Brothers and sisters, as you can see, God's power was revealed.
但是你就在那里说这个能力是出于鬼。
But you're trying to say that this power is from demons?
这个叫做亵渎圣灵。
This is called blasphemy of the Holy Spirit.
并且这个说法是定在主自己的身上。
And this saying is to
a limit to 主的身上。
Oh, this is limited to God, our Lord.
但是灵恩派的弟兄们常常会这样说。
And the charismatics of brothers and sisters always say,
灵恩看见圣灵做工了，你们还说这个不是圣灵的工作。
When you see the Holy Spirit working, how could you say that it's not the Holy Spirit?
你们亵渎圣灵。
You have gone against the Spirit.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，没有这样的事情。
Brothers and sisters, no such thing.
因为亵渎圣灵只是在这样的光景的底下才发生。
Because blasphemy against the Holy Spirit will only happen in this condition.
因为这个事情是发生在主的身上。
Because this is limited what happened to our Lord.
主耶稣是被鬼附的。
And that is
耶稣是被鬼附的。
Trying to say that Jesus is possessed by the demon.
耶稣是那个跟那个不洁的灵来联合的。
That he was united with the unclean spirits.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
这是当时的事实。
This is the truth in that, at that time.
那用现在的光景来说呢。
If we apply it to today's situation.
拒绝救恩。才是在这个原则里。
If you reject salvation, it falls into this principle.
神儿子从死里复活，钉十字十架了，又从死里复活。
God's son was nailed to the cross and then resurrected from the death.
人说没有这样的事情。
Man says there's no such thing.
这是骗人的事情。
This is a lie.
那个结果就是拒绝救恩。
Then the result is to reject salvation.
拒绝救恩当然是永不得赦免了。
Rejecting salvation can never be forgiven.
弟兄姊妹们应该很清楚了。
Brothers and sisters, as you can see very clear.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
主一点没有给我们含糊。
Our Lord was not wishy-washy.
那现在我们要回到这圣经本文来。
As we return to the original text of the Bible.
当主选召十二个人。
When the Lord called the 12.
要准备扩大。神国的实际的范围。
In preparation of expanding God's reality of His kingdom.
那么我们就看到一个事情，接着显出来的。
Then we can see that one thing follows.
那就是与神的国的扩展发生对立的事。
And that is to be on the adversarial position of expanding God's kingdom.
一个是人的好意的阻挡。
And that first thing is the man's goodness.
另外一个是人的敌意的抗拒。
To be against God's will, and the other one is to obviously against God's will.
这是很显然给我们看到了。
And it's very clearly showing us.
但是这样的事情发生，有没有挡住我们的主从父的永远的旨意的哪里退下来呢？
Did all these things prohibited our Father to continue His eternal will?
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
圣灵接上去记载的一件事情。
Then the Spirit continued to record another issue.
叫我们看得很清楚。
Another incident allowed us to see very clearly.
我们的主没有因着这样的阻挡而从他要往前行的路上。
Our Lord did not stop because of these obstacles.
相反的。
Reversely.
他更明确地在那里说出他所要做的事。
He was even more clear about what he wants to do.
那就是在这样的一种情形的底下。
So in this position.
那主的肉身的母亲跟他的兄弟姐妹来找他了。
So our Lord's fleshly mother and his brothers came.
他还忙着在那里服侍人。
And he was still busy serving everyone.
所以当然就没有空去跟玛利亚和他的肉身的兄弟姐妹见面了。
Obviously, he didn't have time to see his mother and his brothers.
有人就来告诉他说：“哎呀，你妈妈跟你兄弟姐妹在外边呢，她等着你，你呢？”
Then someone came to him and said, "Your mother and your brothers are outside looking for you."
就是问你留意我们的主在这个情形，在这个环境里面，他说了什么话
？Please pay attention to in this situation what our Lord said.
谁是我的母亲
？Who are my mother?
谁是我的？兄弟弟兄
and my brothers.
那如果我们光看这样的话，就觉得，哎呀，这一个耶稣的确是没有人情味儿。
If we only paying the attention to the service of what he said, then we must say this. He has no.
他怎么可以说这些的话呢？
How could he say such things?
但是我们必须要看我们的主，他在这里说话的那个目的。
Then we must pay attention.To what is the motive of him saying so?
Because
his words did not stop here.
底下还有更重要的话。
There are more important words to follow.
他说凡遵行神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
For those who follow my will is my mother and my brothers.
那弟兄姊妹们，这个话是非常重要。
This word is very important.
不是我们的主不接待他生身的母亲和他肉身的兄弟。
It's not our Lord trying to ignore his fleshly mother and brothers.
而是因为他到地上来的时候，他除了肉身在人中间有肉身的关系，他还必须要留意他在父面前被差遣的目的。
When he came onto this earth, he was a man, but also he has to pay attention that he has a will to complete before the Father.
他不能让属地的关系来阻挡他在神面前所接受的差遣。
He cannot allow the fleshly relationship to prohibit him from doing Father's will.
那这个是比较浅一层的的体会。
This is more superficial understanding.
如果我们深入一点去留意呢
？If we look into it further.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Business that you pay attention to.
我们的主就借着这一件事情说明了他服事的范围要扩充，不仅是扩充，并且他服事的内容是什么。
Then you can see that his intention is to show that he has an intention to expand God's kingdom and what is his motivation of service.
如果我们从字面上面去看，我们看见哦，我们的主真是一个服侍人的人，他服侍到一个地步，他完全越过了那些亲属的关系所给他们的一些个拦阻。
From the surface of the text, we feel that he was such a servant that he served in such a manner that he ignored his fleshly relationships.
是他是仆人，他站在仆人的地位上面来做这些事情，这个是没有疑问的。
Yes, he's a servant, and from the position of servant, he did all these services, and there's no question about it.
但是我们不能不留意。
But we cannot to ignore the fact the contents of his service.
乃是要叫神的国度的扩张。
And that is to expand God's kingdom.
乃是叫神的旨意在地上寻找到通行的路。
So that God's will can seek a path, a route to be fulfilled.
所以你看到他是凡遵行神旨意的人就是我的弟兄姐妹和母亲了。
So as it says here, whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother.
那弟兄姊妹，这样我们从安息日的主那里开始一直看到这里。
From the beginning which talks about Jesus the Sabbath until now.
我们很清楚地看到这一在主心思那个发表的那一个越来越明确。
Then we can clearly see how God reveals his own will and his thoughts.
从他是安息日的主这一个身份显明出来以后。
From that, he has established his status as the Lord of Sabbath.
他叫人看到他不单单是叫个别的人在神面前得享安息。
He allowed men to see that not only men individually received this peace,
他是要叫一切被造的都在神面前得安息。
He much more desire for all those who were created will receive the same.
因为他做仆人的那个目的就是在这里。
Because the purpose of him becoming a servant is here.
为了成就这样的一个目的。
In order to complete this goal,
他选到了十二个人。
He chose the 12.
造就他们来承担这一个扩充神国的范围的
He edified the 12 so that they can help with the expansion of God's kingdom and its works.
因着这样的一个工作的显明
Because of this work being revealed
就引来人的反对
Then led into the men being against God
误会
And the misunderstanding
抗拒
Resistance
这些事情的发生有好意的有敌意的
all these things happened, they were good and bad.
但是感谢神。
But thank God.
我们的主他是站准在仆人的地位上。
Our Lord has stood in his own position as a servant.
他没有让这些眼见的事物来打乱他服侍的路程。
He did not allow any of these matters to distract him in his path to serve.
也没有迷糊了他服侍的内容。
And he was not confused about the context of his service.
他更明确的就说出了一个目标。
Even more accurately, he had revealed his goal.
他要把所有的人都带到遵行神的旨意这一个光景里。
He wants to bring all those into the position of serving in
天上的那一个基础。
It's just like he taught us how to pray in the Lord's Prayer. May your kingdom come, may your in Matthew's.
因为他的服事就是为了这个目的。
Because that's its the goal of his service.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他让他的儿子到地上来。
He allowed his son to come to this earth.
显明一个仆人的光景。
To reveal one thing about how to become a servant.
一切的服事是把父的旨意显明在地上。
All the services is to reveal the Father's will on this earth.
我们感谢主。
We thank God.
我想我们今天晚上就看到这里就好了。
I think we shall stop here tonight.
我想弟兄姊妹们就是要留意，我们今天晚上是把这一整段从第二章末了当中那里，一直到第三章末了，整段的我们所贯穿出来的那一个事实要留意。
I think tonight we need to pay special attention to the latter part of chapter 2 and how it connects into chapter 3 and what it talks about, the truth and the meaning.
不要让个别个别的一个事情就打断我们看见这一个贯穿起来的主启示的目的。
Let not the events recorded in these chapters disrupt the continuance of the chapter.
我们老早就跟弟兄姊妹提过，马太、马可跟路加，他们不是根据历史发展的次序来记录的。
I've mentioned to you that Matthew, Luke, and Mark is not written in the chronological order.
乃是根据属灵的启示来记录的次序来记录的。
It's recorded as the spiritual revelation.
所以那个上下文的关系是非常重要。
So that the
context
is connection between the context is very important.
我们盼望弟兄姊妹们能在主的话里面看见这一个关键。
So I hope that brothers and sisters can see the key points in these connections.
我想我们的交通就停在这里。
I think we shall end our sharing tonight.